MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, January 24, 2024. Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Morn. In today's news, the vote for the new Whittier Tech High School fails. Lynn keeps moving forward on its new Pickering Middle School project. And Linfield adds two school committee members.
I'm Bill Newell, and later in sports, the Bruins and Celtics were both off last night, but we do have some high school basketball to tell you about. Rick?
All right, sounds good, Bill. Thank you. Cloudy mid-30s today, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 10:08 a.m. and 10:49 p.m. The plan to build a new $444 million Whittier Tech High School was rejected by voters yesterday in the 11 sending communities. The Salem News reports that the no votes were 15,416, with the yes votes 5,644. The measure would have passed with a simple majority vote, with all the votes combined from the 11 cities and towns. Haverhill was the only community that voted to support the plan. The Lynn City Council voted to approve borrowing $166 million for the new Pickering Middle School. Lynn Mayor Jared Nicholson speaking last night before the City Council.
I strongly believe that public schools are the foundation upon which the entire city is built, and we also understand that our current school facilities are not able to deliver on the space that our teachers and students deserve. And our best effort to advance that goal of giving us the facilities we need is this new middle school project.
Nicholson added that the city was aided by an increase in funding for the project from the state's school building authority,
which resulted in a $30 million swing of the city's share, so that we know that we will be able to afford this school. And there's a lot of work to do following this, but the signature effort for us to let this city and our students know that we're going to get them the facilities they need happens here in this Pickering Middle School project. It's going to relieve overcrowding at the middle school level, relieve some really challenging conditions at that particular site, and I think get us back on track to getting the schools that we all deserve.
The entire Lynn City Council meeting can be viewed on lynntv.org. Governor Maura Healey is calling for the Biden administration and Congress to address the nation's immigration crisis by increasing funding for states and passing a border security package. State House reporter Christian Wade reports today that in a letter sent by Healey and other Democrats, they write, states and cities have spent billions to address inaction by Congress, and that communities are looking for solutions. In Gloucester, a former bank building at 150 Main Street may be converted into a 41-room hotel. Ethan Foreman of the Gloucester Times reports that the hotel would feature a rooftop pool deck and a 153-seat restaurant. The project is proposed for the former Santander Bank building that will also feature on-site parking in the back of the property. And Linfield has two new school committee members. The Daily Item reports that following two resignations at the end of last year, a joint meeting of the school committee and the selectmen voted to add Timothy Doyle and James Dillian to the school committee. They will both serve until April, when the town will hold its annual elections. Both Doyle and Dillian are former members of the Linfield School Committee. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
If you're a soap bar user and you're always annoyed by the fact that when you use your entire bar, you're stuck with this little sliver of soap that you don't know what to do with, hold on, because I think I have the solution for you. It's always a pain to have that little sliver of soap that we didn't really know how to use but didn't want to waste and throw away. So we invented this cute, cube-shaped soap bar that then you can place your old little soap sliver right into. There's a carved-out X in the center of the bar that then you can place your old soap sliver into. You just break up that little sliver into pieces that are two or three, and it fits right inside. And bam, now you've got a brand new soap bar and you didn't have to waste anything. If that's something you're interested in and you want to support a sustainable small business, then head on over to our shop at exobath.com. You can buy one for yourself or give it as a gift. It ships anywhere in the United States, and you can get 20% off your first order.
Click on to the Exobath banner at the top of our website.
This is MSL Sports bringing voice to the North Shore. The Celtics were off last night. They're off again tonight. Tomorrow night, they play the Heat in Miami. The Bruins were also off last night. They return to action tonight when they host the Hurricanes. Puck drop at the Garden tonight at 7:30. High school basketball from last night. Marblehead beat Masconom at 71-64. Lynn English over Everett, 75-73. Lynn Classical down Malden, 54-49. Girls basketball, Hamilton won them over North Reading, 42-39. Pawtucket keeps winning with a win over Ipswich, 53-39. Also, Bishop Fenwick and St. Mary's posted wins in the Catholic Central League. High school hockey returns tonight. Plenty of games. One of them finds Linfield a winner last weekend over Triton, taking on North Reading at the Peabody McVan Rink tonight. This is Linfield coach John Gardner on the North Reading rivalry.
So they're obviously our rival. We've always played them twice. This year with the realignment, we only play them once. So that adds the, it's a heightened sense of like this is the only time we're playing. They stung us 2 years ago, pun intended, when we had that wagon of a team. It's what's great about this game. You get a couple bounces, you get a good goalie, and anybody can win. So we are no means taking them lightly. We expect a big push out of them. They got a bunch of buzzsaws, which is generally kind of how they operate, a bunch of little kids that buzz around. So again, you know, we got to get a good start and stay out of the box and finish, and we're hoping that we can come away with another win and get back to even Steven. We're not used to being below the Mendoza line for this long.
Linfield coach John Gardner. Beverly High School has a new athletic director. Ryan Wood started in January, but he's no stranger to the school. Wood has been a vice principal at the school for the last 3 years. Ryan Wood, new AD at Beverly.
Being an assistant principal and transitioning into an AD role, there's a lot of similarities. I think, you know, the process in which a lot of things operate are very similar. Obviously, the topics and situations are a little bit different, obviously. But, you know, my predecessor, Dan, he left me in really good shape in regards to transitioning into the winter season. So, you know, I give a lot of props to him in that regard. But, you know, everyone's been very supportive. And like I said, I'm just trying to get to know all the coaches and how all the teams operate and everything. So, you know, it's been a pretty good transition so far.
Beverly High Athletic Director Ryan Wood. This is North Shore Today, giving voice to the North Shore, the area's only daily news and sports podcast. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Have a great Wednesday, everybody, and be sure to keep listening for North Shore Today Extra.
If you're a soap bar user and you're always annoyed by the fact that when you use your entire bar, you're stuck with this little sliver of soap that you don't know what to do with, hold on, because I think I have the solution for you. It's always a pain to have that little sliver of soap that we didn't really know how to use but didn't want to waste and throw away. So we invented this cute, cube-shaped soap bar that then you can place your old little soap sliver right into. There's a carved-out X in the center of the bar that then you can place your old soap sliver into. You just break up that little sliver into pieces that are two or three and it fits right inside. And bam, now you've got a brand new soap bar and you didn't have to waste anything. If that's something you're interested in and you want to support a sustainable small business, then head on over to our shop at exobath.com. You can buy one for yourself or give it as a gift. It ships anywhere in the United States and you can get 20% off your first order.
Click on to the Exobath banner at the top of our website. Welcome back. This is North Shore Today Extra. Today we're hearing from State Auditor Diana DeZoglio on her investigation, her department's investigation of the Sex Offender Registry Board investigation.
So the Sex Offender Registry Board in Massachusetts exists, you know, to make sure that residents are protected and that, you know, we have sex offenders here in Massachusetts registered. It's in the title, Sex Offender Registry Board. So what ended up happening is when our office went in and conducted an audit of the Sex Offender Registry Board, we found very unfortunate findings that many folks who were sex offenders, alleged sex offenders here in Massachusetts, that when they went through the process regarding the Sex Offender Registry Board's process, that they were not getting assigned levels in the time frame that is necessary in order to make sure that Massachusetts residents are protected and that folks know what's happening and that, you know, folks can take measures to understand where folks are located, what level they might be regarding their sex offense. And that just wasn't happening. Folks weren't receiving levels in time to make sure that public safety was paramount in the conversation. So folks were getting released from you know, prison or, you know, getting on the streets. And they weren't given a sex offender level yet. Now we're talking, you know, this is very problematic. We need to know, you know, what somebody's level is. Level three, level four, that type of information is very important to have in order to ensure public safety for communities, families, and that information was not actually being provided. Those sex offenders were not receiving those letters in many circumstances, in too many circumstances. Furthermore, there is supposed to be a system regarding being able to track sex offenders once they are released. And that was also lacking tremendously and needs a lot of work. Folks could not verify within the Sex Offender Registry Board the actual and real locations of many of the sex offenders that were supposed to be registered with the board. You know, again, one of the points of making sure that these folks are registered where they are, what level of sex offense occurred, so as to promote public safety. You can't do that effectively if you don't actually know where these folks are living and working. So the Sex Offender Registry Board, you know, does exist to help promote public safety, but unfortunately, you know, there were some tremendous challenges and shortfalls when we did conduct that audit. We have made a set of several recommendations to assist them in addressing the lack of classification of these sex offenders and to help more quickly be able to locate these sex offenders and make sure that they are aware fully of where they are living and working. And we hope that they adopt these recommendations. So we are working with the, you know, public safety department and with the Sex Offender Registry Board to make sure these issues are addressed. And we hope that the administration will really take this matter seriously and get these issues resolved. So we are working on that, of course. And I do see that we are coming up on our time here, Bill.
Yep, yep.
And I just do want to make sure that folks know that, you know, we in the auditor's office, you might not hear about us as much, or if you do, it's probably because you're hearing about that audit of the culture that's occurring. But just know that as important as that audit is, we do a lot of work across state government to ensure transparency, accountability, and equity regarding your tax dollars. It is our goal in the auditor's office to make government work better. We go into agencies, we go into entities, we examine their processes, we examine their procedures, we examine what they are called to do on behalf of taxpayers, and then we work hard to make sure that those promises that are made to taxpayers, just like you, that those promises are actually being kept and that they're being fulfilled. Again, in an effort to make government work better on all of our behalves, regardless of our family background, our bank balance, or our zip code here in Massachusetts, to make sure we get appropriate services from government and that our tax dollars are being protected and spent efficiently, wisely, and effectively. We can't do any of that work without you, so feel free to contact me, Diana DiZoglio, at any time in my office. We'd love to hear from you. And
State Auditor Diana DiZoglio speaking with MSO News Sports earlier this month. This is MSONewsSports.com.